We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Eco-friendly viewers and Fengjian, which means welcome in Hakka, a language spoken in southeastern China and parts of Formosa or Taiwan. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamé, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itapa Cable Vision. And Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santini de Paraguay, Channel 30. In Orteca, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia and Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Iridunet City, Channel Z26 on Elkatinger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Timori Cable TV. In Sukhothar Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhanolt Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otulsk on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. in Hua Lian County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hua Lian Cable TV. In Peng Hu County, Channel 03 on Peng Hu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV. In Tai Tung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Chai Yi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Chai Yi City, Channel 97 on CYC C8TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations helps Ethiopian citizens in Yemen to return home. In social science news, American researchers find that praying makes people more forgiving. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 21st, is the International Mother Language Day, which was established by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization in 1999. This special occasion is to encourage appreciation and unity among all peoples by promoting multilingual education and linguistic and cultural diversity. Celebrations on this day are held at the UN headquarters in Paris, France, as well as many countries around the world, in honor of our more than 6,000 languages. May our rich heritage of unique and marvelous ways of expression and communication continue to be cherished.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. It has been over a month since the 7.0 earthquake hit Port-au-Prince on January 12th, taking 200,000 lives, wounding 300,000, and rendering over 1 million homeless. Many are still in dire need of assistance, especially with the arrival of the rainy season.
With her heartfelt concern for Haiti's situation, Supreme Master Qinghai has donated $94,000 to date while calling on our association members, especially those with medical and surgical expertise, to go and help the Haitian people. Combined with contributions from our global association members, the current total of $406,000 could purchase $14.5 million in items acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in Haiti. Since the disaster, our association members have been continually arriving from around the world, with most covering their own travel expenses. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's specific requests, they bring medical and surgical expertise, pain medication, and most recently, much-needed waterproof tents.
Our association's cooking team is also preparing some 3,000 fresh vegan meals daily that are being given to patients, families, and staff at the Major Dakini Hospital Adventiste in Carrefour. When another nearby hospital learned about the safe, nutritious vegan food being prepared in large quantities by the cooking team, they asked if they could receive this food as well.
Every day I eat your food, and I don't know how can explain me to say thank you. That I write this note for you, your team, and Qinghai. Okay, dear cookers, I'm so happy to write you this note, and I am so proud to feed ourselves from your delicious food. You know, every day, every time I eat, I am so. The words are not enough to thank you, but I wish that God may bless you and will bless your family too. Let me tell you, I consider you, in Chinwai, as a flower which is not found in any garden. Only God can bless you. Thank you very much.
As Supreme Master Qinghai's often requests updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in Haiti.
February 19th, 2010. Most Compassionate Master, we send our love and deep gratitude to you for your infinite care. With Master's support and loving donation of $94,000, we ordered 1,850 tents, in addition to about 400 emergency tents that are being brought by the most recent arrival of our association members. This is a miracle blessing because supplies have been scarce and every tent here in Haiti counts. Meanwhile, another shipment of medical supplies, toys, and gifts for the children that were donated by our association members is expected to arrive on February 24th. We are touched by the young Haitian volunteers here who are eager to learn more about Master. They are interested in vegan foods and sincerely help in the kitchen as well as keep the hospital clean. The people here are also interested in Supreme Master Television and are especially moved by the programs.
Additionally, 20 pallets of needed food supplies arrived. We received veggie soy protein, cooking equipment, and a new compressor for the large cooler at the hospital. Our relief team was also featured in a new online report from the organization Cure International with an excerpt as follows. We continue to have over 200 patients living in our front yard with more than 1,000 friends and family members. This is largely due to the volunteers from the Supreme Master Qinghai who have been making excellent vegetarian meals 3 times per day for more than 1,200 people.
In addition, the international freight company DHL is helping us to transport about 24 boxes of medical supplies from New Zealand to Haiti. Our relief team also welcomed more of our association's nurses coming from South Korea and the U.S., along with a doctor from New Zealand with more medical personnel to soon arrive. Thus, with Master's love, we continue to provide medical care for many Haitian people. We are very blessed and grateful to work together with Caring International Medical, Peace, and Relief Groups. Thank you, Master. Haiti Relief Team.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her permission to share this information as well as our association's foreign group for providing the report. Our appreciation goes to all governments, organizations, and individuals for your valued help to the quake affected. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving consideration and aid to the vulnerable, as well as our association's relief team for their dedicated services. We pray for heaven's protection of the Haitian people and that the nation's recovery may be swift as humanity's conscientious actions help restore the stability of our ecosphere.
Avalanches cost lives in Pakistan. More than one regional avalanche buried remote mountain villages in northern Kohistan district of Northwest Frontier Province on Thursday, February 18th, with at least 27 people who lost their lives. Rescuers are still working to free 30 people buried under deep snow in Kundian village, with the government sending helicopter crews to assist. Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her heartfelt condolences and prayers as she requested that our association members go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable, saying that funds would be available if necessary. We are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring assistance to the snow-afflicted. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray that those still missing may quickly return to warmth and safety. May heaven watch over the Pakistani people during these difficult times as we wish for their soon return to stable lives, and that such conditions are alleviated through our gentler regard for the planet.
Earthquakes jolt Indonesia, North Korea, China, and Russia. A day after a 6.2 magnitude tremor struck off the coast of eastern Indonesia, the province of Aceh was shaken by a magnitude 5.3 quake on Wednesday, February 17. The next day, a strong 6.7 magnitude quake occurred near the shared border of North Korea, China, and Russia, with an epicenter 111 kilometers northeast of North Korea's Seongjin. Thankfully, there were no reports of damage or casualties in any of the events. Thank heavens for the safety of the quake-affected people. May the world be protected from such potential disasters as we turn to kinder ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
African Arab ministers agree on action plan. Agricultural ministers from 32 African and Arab countries convened in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, on Tuesday, February 16th, to partner in addressing regional food shortage and malnutrition. With some 50 million people in Africa living without enough food, the sub-Saharan region alone has suffered wheat and rice losses of up to 75%. The ministers thus agreed to adopt a joint action plan intended to strengthen their collaboration in areas such as research and technology transfer, trade and market access, and strategic food reserves. Future meetings are also planned to track the achievement of goals. Your Excellencies, our respectful accolades for your new accord and action plan. May your work together bring many fruitful harvests for the sustenance, harmony, and joy of people across your lands.
Third-hand smoke's cancer-causing attributes. A recent study from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California, USA, has reported that carcinogenic agents from cigarette smoke can be easily deposited in dust, as well as fabrics, toys, walls, and other surfaces. This presents a risk especially for young children and animal companions whose fingers, hands, and paws make contact with these areas in the home. Even when adults smoke outdoors, the cancer-causing particles can still migrate by clinging to the person's hair and clothes, with later transfer to indoor surfaces. Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory scientists, we are grateful for this information about the further dangers of tobacco. May such findings motivate many to halt such damaging habits for the health and protection of our precious youths and animal friends, one and all.
Smoking significantly increases risk of Alzheimer's disease. A study recently published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease revealed that smoking nearly doubles the risk of the disorder. Led by Dr. Janine K. Cataldo, a U.S. team from the University of California reviewed 43 published studies from 1984 to 2007. Combined with an analysis of 877 tobacco industry documents recently released to the public, they found that studies from researchers without tobacco industry affiliation demonstrated that the average risk of a smoker developing the brain disorder is 1.72, or almost twice that of a non-smoker. Our appreciation, Dr. Cataldo, and colleagues for your work in presenting the objective facts to inform and protect society. We look forward to the day that such harmful substances are replaced by activities that foster clean air and clear minds for all.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Science provides further confirmation of Einstein's theory. In 1915, Albert Einstein suggested that the dimension of time is affected by gravity, appearing to pass more quickly when an object is further from a gravitational source, while passing more slowly when closer to one. Recently, a team of U.S. researchers, including Nobel laureate and current U.S. Secretary of Energy Dr. Stephen Chu, were able to show this through direct experiment, even 10,000 times more accurately than before. Using laser and cesium atoms configured to act as super high-speed clocks, the scientists demonstrated a difference in the energy oscillation of atoms in varying states of freefall, thus showing gravity's effect on the rate of passage as well as the flow of time. Our accolades, Dr. Chu and fellow scientists, for this insightful verification. May our knowledge of this world and beyond continue to expand for the good of all beings.
save our planet. Rising levels of fish contaminants linked to climate change. Scientists studying aquatic life in Canada's Mackenzie River have found that levels of toxic substances such as mercury, polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, and the damaging insecticide DDT have risen dramatically in recent years. Over just the past decade, the mercury levels of certain fish have increased by 160%, while PCBs have jumped to being six times higher and DDT has tripled.
Their rise is attributed to Arctic melt, with airborne pollutant particles that were deposited over time in the pristine environment now being released as temperatures warm and the ice continues to melt. The researchers believe that this has also led to a growth in the algae, zooplankton, and other life forms that absorb the pollutants from the water and are in turn consumed by the fish.
Canadian scientists, our appreciation for your work that again highlights the delicate interconnections of life on our planet. May we show our deep respect for environmental balance by adopting the organic vegan diet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has frequently addressed the importance of every being's existence on Earth, spoke once more of our need to be good environmental stewards during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
The marine ecosystem is in big trouble right now from global warming already. Further fishing will only make matters worse. Also, mercury poisoning causes problems to aquatic life even before it gets to the humans. These are things we need to address in trying to save our planet, not to talk about our health also. Eating fish will definitely not help this. The coastal ecosystems will also be affected greatly by diseases and algae blooms that release toxins. The ocean is a wonderful recycler that normally can purify the water and create nutrients and turn carbon dioxide into oxygen, etc. The ocean is a miracle. But if we ruin ecosystems, this will spell disaster for us. It's better for our body, for our conscience, for our mind, and for the planet to stay away from fish. We should be vegan.
Save Our Planet, Environmental Blue and Green and Olac Seas, or Vietnamese youth group dedicated to environmental protection, works in Nam Dinh province to request that 150 regional restaurants remove wild meat from their menus.
Save Our Planet. University of California researchers in the USA find that the city of San Francisco's legendary fog has decreased by a full 33% over the past 100 years, also threatening the survival of nearby ancient redwood forests.
Save Our Planet. The Ma'an TV Network and Patients Friends Society of Palestine partnered to produce a documentary on a wind energy project in Hebron to see if additional similar projects could be installed across the West Bank.
Save Our Planet. To encourage more responsible eco-disposal, U.S.-based computer manufacturer Hewlett-Packard, or HP, halts the exports of discarded HP electronics from industrialized to developing nations.
Hi all, Frumpet the Elephant here. I'm following a nutritious and delicious plant-based diet. For a tip on creating a relaxed feeling, I would like to tell you about cleaning up visual clutter. By keeping your desk, bulletin board, or even the outside of your refrigerator neat and tidy, when you pass by or are working, you will not feel that there is something to straighten up. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from South Korea. Our association members from Gwangju Center of South Korea prepared vegan kimchi, a traditional, spicy, nutritious cabbage dish for young people who are actively helping to take care of their households in the villages of Moonhwadong and Doamdong. Vegan noodles and fruits were also shared. Some were given directly to the families and others to village offices so that they could deliver to those in need. The caring youngsters and the families were happy to receive the gift in this very chilly winter of Gwangju.
칭하이 무상사 국제협회에 참 감사를 드립니다. 어려운데 도와주시는데 우리 동을 대표해서 감사를 드립니다. 감사합니다.
춥고 어려운 사람을 위해서 김치와 라면을 주셔서 감사합니다.
May all children and families be graced with warm and happy homes filled with divine love and blessing.
In world news, the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund allocates more than $755,000 to help Ethiopian citizens in Yemen. Almost $650,000 will be used by the International Organization for Migration to ensure the respectful voluntary return of 500 Ethiopians to their native country. The balance will enable the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to assist others who are refugees and asylum seekers. Our heartfelt gratitude and heaven bless your laudable efforts, United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, International Organization for Migration, and United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. May the gentle Ethiopian citizens find sustainability and plenitude as we globally become more considerate stewards of our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, researchers find that praying enhances selfless concern for others. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Stay tuned for more conscientious news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, advancing news for a progressive world. In social science news, American researchers discover that praying has far-reaching benefits. Mr. Nathaniel Lambert and colleagues of Florida State University found that a group of men and women who prayed for their partner's well-being displayed more of the quality of forgiveness than another group that did not pray. In a second study, a group of participants who prayed for a close friend every day for 4 weeks had enhanced feelings of selfless concern for others. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Nathaniel Lambert and associates, for your significant observations. May prayers and loving thoughts for all our fellow inhabitants help to bring everlasting peace on earth.
And now for some humor with a joke told in Hindi entitled, The Genie.
एक आदमी सागर तट पर सैर कर रहा था कि उसके हाथ एक पुरानी बोतल लग गई। उसने बोतल को उठाया, बोतल का ढक्कन खोला और झट से एक जीनी बाहर आ गई। जीनी कहने लगी, बोतल से बाहर निकालने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। बदले में मैं आपकी 3 इच्छाएं पूरी करूंगी। आदमी कहता है, वाह, हमेशा से मेरा यह सपना था। मैं जानता हूं कि मुझे क्या चाहिए। पहला, मुझे स्विस बैंक में $1 बिलियन चाहिए। फुश, एक प्रकाश का धमाका होता है और एक कागज जिस पर अकाउंट नंबर लिखे थे उसके हाथ में प्रकट हो जाता है। वह आगे कहता है, दूसरा, यहाँ मुझे एक नई लाल फरारी कार चाहिए। फुश, एक प्रकाश का धमाका होता है और एक नई लाल फरारी कार उसके सामने आ जाती है। वह आगे कहता है, अंत में मैं स्त्रियों के लिए अनिवार्य बनना चाहता हूँ। फुश, एक प्रकाश का धमाका होता है और वह एक चॉकलेट के डब्बे में बदल जाता है।
And now for our viewers' heartline on a lecture by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled The Power of Positive Thinking, given on December 30th, 2001 in the Florida Center, USA. It was aired on Between Master and Disciples.
This is really great. Whenever I empower myself with positive thoughts, I get great results in whatever area I apply them to. The speech is so great. I'll be watching again. Nick from the United Kingdom.
Hi, Thinking Nick. Thanks for your comments. Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture is indeed a wonderful self-training to think and express ourselves positively. With blessings of the Providence to you and all the elevated people of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
And now we say Tien Gung Ba Fu, which means God bless in Hakka.
May your path be graced by inner peace and illumination.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Czech Ambassador to Jordan, Ivana Holubkova, meets in Amman with Jordanian Health Minister Al-Fayez to agree on cooperation in health-related fields with a future visit planned for their work together.
U.S. President Barack Obama meets with His Holiness the Dalai Lama of Tibet, commending the spiritual leader's commitment to peaceful resolution while conveying his support for the preservation of Tibet's unique heritage.
University of Oxford researchers in the UK develop an inexpensive photographic method to display high-resolution still images alongside high-speed video, an advancement with many potential applications.
Publisher of the widely read U.S.-based Forbes magazine, Rich Karlgaard writes online about his experience of a primarily vegan diet as the best healthcare plan, especially for fitness workouts.
Upon realizing the emergency of storm conditions, an Argentine pilot saved all the lives but his own, as he immediately instructed the 6 skydiving passengers on board to parachute to their safety on the ground.
China's Lu Di, a 79-year-old expert on Chinese classical literature, sold her belongings to care for a menagerie of small animals and cover expenses for the China Small Animal Protection Association she founded.
Guinea's interim leader, General Sukoba Kone, appoints a 36-member transitional government to assist the country in restoring democratic rule with a presidential election planned by June 2010.
Employing a new technique, European researchers detect brain activity in 4 out of 23 people previously believed to be in vegetative states, with one person who could also respond directly to questions.
Members of over 12 Palestinian groups meet in Gaza City, Palestine, where they reaffirm their commitment for all parties to sign the Egyptian Negotiated Reunification Document.
The Punjab International Folk Festival in Patiala, India, brings together performing artists from countries such as Poland, Argentina, and Thailand to delight audience members with its rich display of cultural exchange.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.